So he built a big ant mound so that his height above ground level isn't all that much, right? That's great. That's a smart move. So yeah, the height matters. It's interesting because I, being in the city, I am a member of the Sun Parlor Club over in Leamington, Ontario, and you know, so when I travel over there, it's slightly downhill from the, you know, from the river. So once I cross over into Canada, you know, you can still from Leamington do pretty well, especially for the higher profile repeaters. So that, yeah, that ground elevation helps a lot.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, height above average terrain. All right, just getting on the expressway here, heading to work. I just work part-time, mostly retired. Curious what your line of work is, KAPR.
Yeah, I lead technology teams at a pet retailer, and so mostly focused on e-commerce and mobile apps and marketing technology, things like that. And yeah, so that's the day job, although, and then I've been doing quite a bit of, at least starting to get more involved in some of the emergency communication volunteerism and things like that. Actually working with the Detroit Emergency Operations Center in the hopes that we can get ham radio reestablished as a formal position there in the EOC. So hoping to get out there this afternoon if all things works out.
Yeah, well, which EOC is that?
City of Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what they've got. I know McComb is very active, and I'm a part of the Elgin County ARPSC. We work out of the EOC in Elgin County, and I know they appreciate us quite a bit. We haven't had to use this for much lately, but they support us completely, which is really nice.